It's 8 o'clock. This is KBNF Regional News for Friday, June 24th. I'm Patricia Naft. Colorado released its quarterly economic forecast Monday. As Benta Berkland reports, the state is expected to see modest growth over the next year, mirroring the national economy.
Nonpartisan state legislative analysts say that tourism, construction, and real estate sectors will continue to grow at healthy rates, while people will spend less money overall and financial markets show slower growth. The report also says overall momentum will slow in the economy. One reason, the country's aging population is reducing the growth in wages and shifting consumption away from goods to services such as healthcare. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
The New Mexico Attorney General announced Thursday that the state is suing Colorado over the Gold King mine spill. The suit alleges that not only is Colorado at fault for the spill itself, but for letting hazardous conditions build to that point. According to the New Mexico Attorney General, they filed the lawsuit after discussions and negotiations with Colorado failed. The lawsuit, which also names the Environmental Protection Agency, will go directly to the U.S. Supreme Court. The Region 10 League for Economic Assistance and Planning is leading an effort to improve internet speeds in 6 county service area. The Region 10 League for Economic Assistance and Planning is leading an effort to improve internet speeds in its 6 county service area. KBNF's Laura Palmisano spoke to Michelle Haynes, the organization's executive director, for an update on the project.
So we have our funding secured to move forward with the project. We have engaged our engineering firm, who is now working on final designs for the phase one piece of the project, which are the cities of Montrose and Delta, putting the request for proposals for construction out for those communities, and also continuing to work with our private ISPs in the area to understand how we can partner with them, continuing those conversations so that we can be able to put any assets that they might like to bring to the project and also their contributions into those final design phases.
So how much funding has Region 10 secured for this project?
All in all, we have, I believe, about $7 million in state Department of Local Affairs money from the energy impact monies that were set aside for broadband, as well as the $1.2 million that we secured from federal funding from the Economic Development Administration. So altogether, about $8 million that is leveraged by about $4 million investment by our local communities and county.
What's happening with broadband in the cities of Delta and Montrose?
The city of Delta, we have released the request for proposals for construction services within the city of Delta. So we have that out right now. We're waiting to get bids back in from construction contractors on that project. The city of Montrose is in the final design phases. We're working with some of our local providers to make sure we're taking into account any existing assets that we can use rather than pay for new construction. And that will be released very soon as well.
When might those communities see improved broadband?
Our goal is to have those two services, have service at the carrier neutral location and some services to the majority of the anchor institutions on their list by the end of this year. So simultaneously, we are working on securing the lines for the regional service as well.
So the Delta Montrose Electric Association has also gotten into the internet service provider game. How is what DMEA is doing involved with what Region 10 is doing?
So right now they're rolling it out in Paonia and in the city of Montrose. What we're doing with the DMEA is we are continuing to partner with them on the middle mile portion of this project, which is the same partnership that we've had with them all along. So they are still, you know, allowing us use of their assets to be able to reach all of our communities with service within their service area. And then in addition to that, in a project that's apart from our project, they are building on that middle mile to do a last mile project within their service territory as well. So we're partners with them on the middle mile, and their last mile project is a separate project that they are working on as well that's going to be able to leverage what we're doing with the middle mile.
Things are happening in the counties of Delta and Montrose. What about the other counties you serve?
So our plan is for phase two is to build out to the rest of the communities within the service area. So that will include the remaining communities and municipalities within Delta County, as well as those in Gunnison, Ouray, Hinsdale, and San Miguel counties. They're all planned for completion in 2017.
Well, thank you for your time, Michelle.
Oh, thank you, Laura. It's always a pleasure.
That was Michelle Haynes with Region 10 speaking to KBNF's Laura Pomisano. A 36-year-old Grand Junction woman was arrested Tuesday for allegedly having sex with a 16-year-old boy on two separate occasions earlier this year. Mandy Scoggins is a special ed paraprofessional for District 51. She was arrested on two misdemeanor counts of sexual assault on a victim less than 17 years old, according to the Daily Press. Scoggins was placed on administrative leave in March and is set to appear in court next month. The Bureau of Land Management collected public comment on the federal coal program at a meeting in Grand Junction yesterday. It was just one day after the White House released a report saying American taxpayers are receiving less than they should from the sale of publicly owned coal. Inside Energy's Lee Patterson reports.
When coal companies mine federal coal, they pay a fee on each ton, a royalty payment. These payments and others add up to hundreds of millions of dollars in government revenue every year. But White House economists write that because of the way royalties are structured, coal companies aren't paying the full rate, which is set at 12.5%. Rick Kurtzinger is a spokesperson for coal company Cloud Peak Energy. In a statement, he called the report self-serving and an illustration of the frightening influence of anti-fossil fuel activists. The White House report comes as people all over the country are weighing in on a variety of changes to how the federal government manages coal, including its impacts on the environment and on coal communities. These public hearings wrap up this week. For Inside Energy, I'm Lee Patterson.
For KBNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.